You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own, with full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Scale up without being held back by cookie-cutter solutions and grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Take control. Go to Wix.com.
Angel Reese and McDonald's tienen la clave para un post-game meal de campeones. Una QPC con salsa barbecue y tocino, papitas y un refresco. Los pros le llaman el Angel Reese Special. Llévate el Angel Reese Special solo en McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Confirmation that there's going to be an external review, apparently, into yet another controversial spending of taxpayers' money. This time the spending was done by the Arts Council, a €7 million spend on an IT system that never actually worked. Here is the Taoiseach Simon Harris speaking about it in the Dáil a little bit earlier.
If there are officials in state agencies or others who are pursuing a project that doesn't adhere to the public spending code, that is not a small matter, and that cannot be and will not be a consequence-free zone.
That was Simon Harris. Christina Finn is political editor at thejournal.ie. Christina, they're beginning to get a bit of a reputation for wanton disregard of public money.
Yeah, very much so. This is another fine mess, you could put it. Basically, as we've heard, the Taoiseach is saying that he's absolutely alarmed over the level of spending that the Arts Council have pretty much had to write off in terms of this failed IT project. And as you heard there, he's saying it is extraordinarily serious questions for the Arts Council to answer now. So what we're moving to now is, you know, Arts Minister Patrick O'Donovan saying that all activities of that state agency are now going to be subject to an external review. So a very serious matter has kind of sprung out of this. And it's not just the hundreds of thousands that we've heard of other projects which have caused consternation with the public. You know, this is millions of euro of taxpayers' money on something that hasn't actually resulted in something tangible that is actually being used at the moment, just something that's been put in the bin.
So Patrick O'Donovan is the new minister with responsibility in this area, taking over from Catherine Martin. I mean, some might say, I mean, the right man has it. After all, he was former in charge of the OPW, and sure, they didn't overspend a penny, did they, Christina?
Oh, no. A clean sheet there. No, very much so. So, yeah, he was in that ministry at the time, and There's still going to be questions, I think, of the OPW when we return back into the committees. They haven't been set up at the moment, but we know that members of the Dáil have already written to the chairperson of whoever that might be of the Public Accounts Committee over this particular matter. But as you pointed out there, Patrick O'Donovan, a former ministry, over some of those other big spending items that we've seen, you know, the bike shed, I think the security huts, all those things, I think are going to be under the microscope when things get back up and running at committee level. But I do think it is, you know, maybe, you know, I would hope that these kind of projects or these kind of overspends don't, I suppose, desensitize people to the spending, because I kind of feel that this probably isn't going to be the last of it that we'll hear.
Padraig Tobin is with us as well, leader of AIN2 and a TD in Meath East. Padraig, we'll kind of talk about, you know, public money and the regard that it is held in by certain institutions in this country. But just on Patrick O'Donovan, I mean, given how ignorant he seemed of OPW spending when he was the minister in charge, is he the right person to look into this?
Well, first of all, my worry is not necessarily who looks into it. My worry is, what is the result of the investigation? So the problem with all of these is
learnings,
that we have a
pattern. Learnings.
We have learnings. And
exactly. System failures. We have
system failures and questions answered. And, you know, but the problem is the show goes on. So, you know, there's no point in, you know, we having a 2 week, 3 week spotlight on every single government waste crisis, and then everybody moves on and nothing happens. The only way to change this is if there's a consequence. Now, the reason why you do your job properly, obviously, and many of your listeners do the job properly, is because if they don't do it, there's a consequence. So if there were people wasting this level of money in the private sector, they would be fired. And there would be no two ways about it. But unfortunately, we have a system where there's an accountability-free zone within senior levels of the public service. It's like overlooking the situation in the Department of the Arts with a minister, a junior minister, a sec gen, a director in the Arts Council, a chairperson in the Arts Council. It even had its own audit committee. All of those people were paid massive money to do their job. None of them did their job in this situation. Now, if that was any other sector of Irish society, there would be a consequence. Because there's no cost to any of these wasting of money in the government sector, there's never any change. And we're all cursed to wake up week after week to hear the latest installment of the costs in relation to this.
I'm sure, like me, I doubt there's kind of civil servants who wake up and think, how am I going to waste taxpayers' money today? At the same time, there seems to be a kind of a degree to which they don't consider getting the best value for taxpayers' money on a regular basis. And in terms of embedding that culture within the system, how do you do it? You know, you talk about accountability. Is it literally kind of consequences, personal consequences for the individuals who are found responsible?
So I'm sure, first of all, that most people who work in the public service, the vast majority, do their job in the best way they can and do it because they love the job and they want to see good outcomes for sure. But we do have a culture from the top, and I would say even from the government, where there's just no consequences to what happened. So, you know, we saw it in the general election where Simon Harris said, no, he didn't sign the contract for the Children's Hospital and he expected everybody to move on. But he did sign a contract for the Children's Hospital. He is responsible for it, and we shouldn't move on in that situation. To fix this, I think that we need to get written into the contracts of senior civil servants that they have a responsibility to protect the public purse. And if they don't fulfill that responsibility, that there is a cost to it. And I'm not saying that people are fired left, right and centre. I'm saying that there's a promotion that doesn't happen. People are moved sideways, that maybe there's a reduction in income. But ultimately, if there is continuous mistakes, that someone is fired. And also, I have to say that we need a junior minister in the Department of the Taoiseach who's looking at these situations live as they happen. Because we're hearing all about these stories after the case. And that junior minister needs to be responsible to make sure that these projects are not going over budget and they're not going over time, and that he or she is reporting to the Taoiseach on a weekly basis. Because we need to hook this responsibility at the most senior level of government, or otherwise nothing's going to change.
Now, what some might suggest is that, you know, that increased level of accountability might actually make a system that is mind-numbingly slow at the best of times even slower. Kind of paralysis by analysis.
Well, I don't know if it can get any slower, to be honest. Like in Meath, for example, we're waiting for a rail line and they're going to spend the next 2 years choosing the route, and then there'll be another 2 years for a planning application, which, you know, may or may not get through. It'll be
2036. Yeah, but you know what I mean? I think instinctively lots of people are going to agree with everything you've said up to now. But, you know, again, take that rail line. I mean, if every civil servant, every public servant involved in that decision-making process is conscious of kind of accountability and oversight, not that there should be none, but of being held accountable as well at some point in the future for overspend, they might not make a decision at all. That might be their future. Well, it's easier actually make no decision here than make the wrong one.
Yeah, so we don't want a situation where people can't make mistakes. There's no doubt about that. But the situation pertains already in the private sector. We do have a system where individuals are responsible, but we do have a system that is not OTT. If someone makes a mistake, they may get extra training, they may get extra help, extra support. If they make the same mistake again, there may be some consequence. If they continuously make mistakes, well, then obviously they don't remain in that job. So we do have a system that works in the rest of the country with consequences, and it works far more efficiently and faster. I'm a big fan of the public service, but it's becoming really frustrating now to deal with such a level of dysfunction within the system. Even the issue, Christina mentioned the committees, that, you know, it'd be a good idea to get the former minister into a committee to be able to ask the questions. The election was 11 weeks ago. we still don't have committees in Leinster House, and we're unlikely to have them for the next few weeks. And, you know, this is the Department of the Arts, that went through that massive controversy in terms of RTE. The idea that this was unfolding and that nobody thought they had a responsibility to tell the cabinet in relation to this, that, you know, that they created this immunity at senior levels of the cabinet that they can now plead ignorance because they didn't know. Ignorance should never be an excuse in terms of a minister's role. They need to know what's happening in terms of spend of this level.
Padraig Tobin, leader of A2 TD and Meath East. Christina Finn, political editor at thejournal.ie. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed. Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.